So if you're born with demoniac qualities, are those demoniac qualities God's gift to us? And if somebody becomes a big demon, is that their gift to God? Okay. There is, when we say that something is God's gift to us, what it essentially means is that it is a resource. How we use the resource is up to us. Now, within whatever we have, so we all have done certain karma in the past, and based on that karma, we have a constellation of good and bad. Some talent, some limitations, some virtues, some vices. Now, whatever that combination is, that combination is suitable for our spiritual growth. So it's when we get karmic reactions, when we get a particular body, you get a particular mind, it is not just a random package of karma put together. You know, it is not a random heap of karma just like randomly mixed together and given. No, we are given what we need for our life journey to grow through it and to move towards Krishna. So now, for any person in the world, even people who are talented, they also have instinct, they also have impulsive side, and they need to discipline that impulsive side. There are many, in sports, there are many players who may have great talents, but they can't overcome their nerves. And they can't develop their talents. So yes, so by the past karma, they had the talent, but they also had that that vulnerability to nerves. So then they have to train themselves to overcome the lower side. So basically, we all have a higher side and lower side. So the combination is what is suitable, best suited for our growth from where we are. But how we use that is up to us. If we develop our lower side, then we are neglecting the gifts that God has given to us. So we could say that the good things that we have, the bad things we have, that combination is something which is our starting point. But how we choose it is up to our free will. So what we become is our gift to God. It is not just a factual statement, it's more like a prescriptive statement. That we should become something which will be a gift to God. So we have to bring out the best within, not the beast within. We all have our lower side, and if we fuel those impulses, then what we are doing is not a gift to God. It will become like a burden to the world. So the process of, so when we say God has given us a certain starting point, but then he has also given us the spiritual knowledge by which we can bring out the best within us. So if we neglect that spiritual knowledge, if we neglect that process, say, so it's like, you know, we have been given some ingredients for cooking something. So now I will also give the manual by which I can cook. If I use the manual, cook, then I can have a nice delicacy to eat. So similarly, we have been given certain talent, higher side, we have a lower side. But we have been given the guidelines by which we can bring out the higher side and we can curb the lower side. So to the extent we follow that manual, then we'll be able to tap the gift. Otherwise, we neglect the gift and we, instead of becoming a gift, we become a burden. So that is the responsibility of our free will. So everybody, even people who are demoniac, they have certain abilities. But they misuse those abilities. But scripture guides us how we can best use our abilities. So when we do that, like when we guide ourselves according to scripture, then we can actually become, and our life can become a gift to God.
Thank you. I think final question.